Constantine, we're gearing up for another summer of exploration activity. Most of our activity is in the summer during the construction good weather season. So we'll be continuing again with exploration drilling and some road construction work. And so soon we'll be gearing up with two drills for the summer and drilling about 7,000 meters of exploration drilling. We'll begin a little bit later in the summer and we'll continue refining and building our road. And if we get our permits approved here for the underground exploration, we'll start prepping the surface area for that design. So we're looking forward to getting those permits in hand and beginning the construction season for that as well.
And when does that start? When do you start working?
We typically open up the camp at the end of May when the roads have opened up and melted out and dried out. And the drills will arrive in early June. And then the big transition for us from the winter to the summer is now we're going to be operating 24/7. And so we have drillers on the mountain 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We're making decisions 24 hours a day. We're spending money 24 hours a day. We're making sure people are getting to work and getting the job done. And so things really pick up for us once we start drilling.
How many local jobs are coming out of this summer work?
Our summer programs typically have about 60 people on the crew with all the different crews together. And more than half of those folks are local employees. And consistently, the past several years, we've employed about 35 or so locals between the drill crew and the camp crew and the construction crews. So we're really proud of that number, and we're trying to keep growing that number with workforce development efforts as well. And then we also make a big effort to try to spend our money locally as well. You know, last year it was close to about $2 million in wages and local expenditures to local businesses. And as we continue to grow the project, like with the underground tunnel, that's a bigger expenditure item, which will mean more local spending, but also more job opportunities for people.
Is there any work that can take place during the winter?
In the winter, we don't drill for a lot of different reasons. It can become more difficult for good weather, for helicopter flying, and finding safe places to drill on the surface, which is one of the reasons we want to put in this underground tunnel so that we can actually drill during the winter season safely as well and get a lot more work done each year. And in many areas, it's advantageous to drill in the winter because if you're drilling in swampland or something, it's nice, firm ground and no mosquitoes. And some people prefer winter drilling. I actually prefer winter drilling in many areas. So it's the only reason we're not really drilling here in the winter is because it is steeper terrain.
What are some challenges and opportunities you see for this season?
Our preliminary economic assessment is coming out shortly and will form the basis for the conversations about what a mine here might actually look like and start to put some real numbers to it and real, you know, how many years it might be operating, how many people might be working there, what kind of mine design might we be having.